And he kissed her, and she went, and I was next. And boy, I was puckered up. But I looked at another line over there, and I looked at the line I was in, and this man of this white light told me, you are 2% of what's on the earth now. These are 98%. I saw people like on a roller, and they had been over and over. Every one of them had some type of witness that Christ was real and had refused him. And they were going to another place where I wasn't going. And when they would stand there in front of him, their eyes would open and say, I laughed at the one who was witnessing to me. They were right. He is real. I saw one man. All he was head. Looked like about a 1,000-pound head. And I asked the Holy Spirit, what was he seeing? He said he was an atheist. He was his own God. And I asked him over, I saw people that were, every one of them that was going to this other place, going to hell, were going there with the God they worship on the earth. If you worship money, that's where they were going to be in eternal hell with it. Drugs, alcohol. And man, I didn't want to look at that. But when I stood before him, he said, I want you to go back. I told him, I don't really want to go back. That was hard. And he said, you were killed before your time. Satan killed you before your time. I want you to go back. And I said, but I'm not accomplishing anything. He said, now you're a liar. You spoke what I told you to, and it had nothing to do with you. You spoke my word. My word does not miss. I said, but I'm being persecuted. He said, well, you're cowardly too. But as a Baptist, you had one heart for souls. Now, look at this line over here. If you can look at them and want to come on in, I'll bring you in. And I looked at this hopeless line, and I said, I'll go back for one soul. And he said, I don't want you going back for one soul. I want you to speak to the leaders of the church.